Yud Gimel Tammuz, Thursday the 14th of July, Rabbi Chaim Perlman, Hilchos Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. I'd like to take the opportunity on behalf of Start of the Day Northwest London to thank Rabbi Perlman for the beautiful use of his beautiful Beis HaKnesses. Thank you.
Good morning. I thought I would discuss the topic of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, first of all because it's Teraway is now in this Beis HaKnesses, but secondly, several people asked me the question, can they eat and have their drinks in the Beis HaKnesses whilst they're listening to Divrei Torah? The matter is not quite as simple as it sounds. There are many Botei Knesios, the Shtiblech, for example, where they have perhaps some sort of mechitza over the Oron Kodesh, and they have a kiddush in there. They have shalashudas, they have siyumim there, they have celebrations there. Let's perhaps look at the inyan, or purpose-built Beis HaKnesses is perhaps a little bit different from the Shtibla. Let's look at the subject a little bit more closely, al pi halacha. The Gemara says in Megillah, Boyo Re'ei, come and see, kamo chavivin Yisroel lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shebechol mokim shegolu, shechino imohem. Wherever Klal Yisroel, whenever they went into Golus, the Shechino comes with them, kaviochel, into the Golus, and there is a, when they set up a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMedrash, that is a mokim of the Shechino. And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk from Yechezkel, Ve'ei lachem lemikdosh ma'at, I will be for them for a little migdosh in those lands in which I will scatter them. And the Gemara says, so that's the source that wherever Klal Yisrael in Golos sets up a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash, that is Me'ein HaMigdosh. It's a form of a Beis HaMigdosh, a mini migdosh if you like, and therefore there is a Kedusha attaches itself, and there is Gilu Shechino there. In fact, the Yireim, others, the Smag, say this is a mitzvah Midiraisa. Under the heading of the mitzvah V'yareiso Me'elokecho, Yireim is a Rishon, and he says, V'yareiso Me'elokecho, Tzivo Be'ikones Odom Le'migdosh, Obe Beis HaKnesses, Ola Beis HaMedrash, She'inayeg Bohem Meiro Ve'kibud. So V'yareiso Me'elokecho, that includes, when you go into Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMikdash, then Beis HaMedrash, V'yareiso Me'elokecho, there's a mitzvah of Meiro Mikdash, which is a mitzvah min HaTorah. Other Rishonim, the Ran in particular, say it's if you like, a Takonos Chazal, the Pesukim are Esmachto Ba'almo, of course, B'derech HaKov, one should have covered when one goes into a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMedrash, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a proper mitzvah sase min HaTorah. So we have a machlokus rishonim whether the mitzvah of honoring Beis HaMedrash or Beis HaKnesses, is it a mitzvah min HaTorah or is it a mitzvah midrabonon? Tosfos in Pesachim, in Arvei Pesachim, in the sugya of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Mokem B'Suda, machlokus Rav and Shmuel in Arvei Pesachim, raises a question which is raised by other rishonim as well. And dependent on the answers which are given in the Rishonim, we can learn some divrei halacha. Tosfos asks the question. The Gemara in Pesachim says, "Lekiddusha bebekenishto." Why do we make kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses? Why do we make kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses? And the Gemara answers, "Leafuke olchin yedei chavoson." In order to be mitzi in those days, there would be guests who had no place to eat, and they would eat in the Beis HaKnesses, and for that reason, they would make kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses. And as you know, many places, the minig is still today to make kiddush on Friday night. Leil Shabbos, who make kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses, others don't. Others, some do, some don't. But that's a minig Yisrael to make kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses. Even though nowadays there are no orchim in the eating in the Beis HaKnesses, the Gemara asks the question: how can you make kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses? So the Gemara says, "Afuka orchim yidei chavos." In order to be motzi the guests who are eating presumably in the Beis HaKnesses itself. As Tosfos, surely this contradicts the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah says, Tonerabonon botei kneisiyos Noyagin bohen talus rosh. You're not supposed to be treat the Beis HaKnesses lightly. That is ein ochlin bohen, and the two gersoras. One gersa is ve'ein ochlin bohen, ve'ein shosin bohen, which is the gersa of the Shulchan Aruch, the gersa of the Rambam, which would imply that this is part of the list of talus rosh. Rashi has a different gersa, and the Gaon points this out, the Bi'ur Agro points this out. Rashi has a different gersa, ein ochlin bohen talus rosh, and then as a second thing, ein ochlin bohen. So the inyan of achilo is not necessarily part and parcel of the of kalas rosh. Maybe there's a separate reason why one should not eat in the Beis HaMedrash or the Beis HaKnesses. But I'll call upon him, the poskim seem to the pashtus include this under the heading of kalas rosh. Ein ochlin bohen, vein shosin bohen. One is not supposed to eat in the Beis HaKnesses. Spectos is the question. How is it possible? The Gemara says, Beferish in the Gemara, in Arve Pesachim, that there were guests and there were Ochin in the Beis HaKnesses, and that's why we make Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses. On that, Tosas gives an answer. Tosas says that the guests didn't actually eat in the Beis HaKnesses itself. They ate in the Chadorim HaSemuchim, the Beis HaKnesses. Perhaps in an anteroom like we have here at the back, the guests were, there was perhaps a partition, they had behind the mechitza, whether there was a proper mechitza or a partial mechitza, not too clear, but they ate in the Chadorim HaSmuchim the Beis HaKnesses. But in the Beis HaKnesses itself, they certainly did not eat, says Tosus, because the Gemara Megillah, otherwise we'd have a contradiction. The Gemara Megillah says that you're not allowed to eat in the Beis HaKnesses, it's a shayla of Kalos Rosh, and the fact that the you make Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses, and Tosus says, and this is what we do here, in fact, and we make Kiddush on a Shabbos morning, the women are upstairs and the men here, by the time the women get downstairs, it's rather packed in the back, I usually make Kiddush from the Bimah. And so even though the room at the back is a separate room, nonetheless, it's attached to the Beis HaKnesses, and the food is in there, and I can make Kiddush from the Bima, which is mamish like the case in the Gemara. The Chadorim HaSmuchim the Beis HaKnesses is considered to be Kiddush B'mokum Su'udah. That's the answer Tosus gives. Tosus says, if you read in the Yerushalmi, and this Yerushalmi occurs in several places in the Yerushalmi, so it seems to be a shita in the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, Yerushalmi in Pesachim, Yerushalmi in Megillah, various places in the Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi says that apparently they did eat special types of seudos in the Beis HaKnesses itself. So the Tosus says, that case of the Yerushalmi, where they would eat, in the Beis HaKnesses, that was a special case. Kidyaminum b'Yerushalmi says to us, Ya'ochlim shom b'kiddush ha'chodesh. There's a special suda they had for the kiddush ha'chodesh. And Tosus adds, V'gam achshom noyagin lishtois kais havdolo u'bris milo. The minig is, you make havdolo in the shul, even in b'zman ha'tosus, and there's no suda when you have havdolo. Or the kais of the bris milo, there's no suda when you have a bris milo. The suda have later, but the actual the ceremony of the bris milo, you have a cup of wine. That is perfectly permissible, says Tosus, based on the fact that Yerushalmi says that they would eat the suda of the kiddush ha'chodesh. Mikol makom she'eino shel mitzvah is awesome. It's forbidden if it's eino shel mitzvah. It would appear from Tosus that the suda of Shabbos doesn't qualify to be a suda shel mitzvah, because why did Tosus have to say that the suda of Shabbos had to be eaten the cheder hasamuch lebeis haknesses, when you've got to occur in the Yerushalmi, and Tosus itself says that they made the suda of kiddush hachodesh a special suda, or the kos havdolah, or the kos bris milah, that was in the Beis HaKnesses proper. So it seems, and therefore says Tosus, a suda mitzvah of the me'ein kiddush hachodesh that is allowed in the Beis HaKnesses itself. But the suda of Shabbos, lehotzi orchim yidei chavosam, that has to be held b'cheder hasamuch lebeis haknesses. So clearly Tosus is distinguishing between one type of suda mitzvah and the suda of Shabbos, which lechor is also suda mitzvah. I mean, it's a mitzvah to have a suda on Shabbos, but that doesn't qualify to be able to eat in the Beis HaKnesses. The actually Yishalmi is very interesting. The Yishalmi in Sanhedrin says, Rabbi Yochanan have a oli lekenishta. He would go into the Beis HaKnesses, Bet Safro, in the morning, or melake pirurin ve'ochel. He would eat the crumbs from the Beis HaKnesses. Ve'oman, he would say, Yechelki iman de kodesh yarchohoch. Would that my portion would be with those who participated in this Suuda of Kiddush HaKodesh. Yishalmi and Sochem says, but the exeus of Bati Bedroshes, Srichim Bedikah, you have to do Bedikah's Chomets in the Shul. Why? And we got different Nishchos. The Nusach in the Vilna Yerushalmi, which is the Nusach Korban Edo and many, is Shekein Machnisi in the Shom B'Shabosos Uberoshe Chadoshim. Baroshe Chadoshim clearly is a reference to the Ibur HaChodesh. But the Girsa in our Yerushalmi, in the Vilna Yerushalmi, is Shekein Machnisi in the Shom B'Shabosos. Now, what does it mean in B'Shabosos? Presumably, it means they had the Seudos Shabbos in the Beis HaKnesses, which wouldn't fit in with Tosus. It doesn't stop talking about the Chadorim Asmuchim in the Beis HaKnesses. This Yishalmi, it seems to be saying, in the Beis HaKnesses itself. And according to one Girsa, as I say, the Girsa which we have got in the Vilna edition of the Yishalmi, others take out the Shabbosos, presumably for that very reason, it doesn't fit in with Tosus. Alright, so that's the shita of Tosus, which is fairly machmir. The Tosus is quite clear. It's only a suda, the suda of Kiddush HaKodesh. The Mogen Avraham quotes from the Sefer Mitzvos Ketanos, from the Smak, and the Smak actually goes one step further and says as follows, what type of suda's mitzvah is permitted? Kegain Ibur Shono. Ibur Shon doesn't say Ibur Kiddush HaKodesh, but presumably it's based on the same text, but had the version of Ibur Shono. She'ein bo kalus rosh, where there's no kalus rosh. De'ein olin bo elo b'pas v'kidnius. There was no alcohol partaken in such a suudah. Therefore, if you have a siyam masechta, you have a sort of Shabbos, most people have a little bit of Chaim there, that, according to the Mogen Avraham, would not be in the case that it doesn't qualify for, because wherever you have Mashke, then it comes under the heading as a Chashash of Kalos Rosh. So the Mogen Avraham says, the heta of having a Su'uda in the Beis HaKnesses is a Su'uda, like the Su'uda of Ibur HaShono, the Ein Olin Bo Elo B'Pas V'Kidnis. You only have bread and beans of some sort, but there's no, you don't get too carried away. That's why, according to the Sefer Mitzvos Ketanos, a Suda Shabbos, which is not just Pas and Kidnis, you have a little bit more, hopefully, then that wouldn't you wouldn't be able to have a Suda Shabbos in a Beis HaKnesses. The Prima Godim adds on that, a Suda Mitzvah, Shiesh Bo Shikrus Osa, after Beis HaMedrash, never mind the Beis HaKnesses, I haven't really discussed the distinction between Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash, I haven't really got time for that. And then he adds, Simchas Yosem V'Yosoma Okedomo, that would also be forbidden. It doesn't define what he means by Simchas Yosem and Yosoma. And then he says, Afilu Siyam Masechta, well, the Siyam Masechta you have in a Chaya. That would be forbidden in a Beis HaKnesses. Ho V'Yeshbo Kalos, that's the Prima Godim, based on this Mogen Avraham is quoting, as I say, the Sefer Mitzvos Ketanos. There is one more Nekuda, which we can take a little bit further. The Gemara Megillah says, Botek Neisir Shebebovel Al Tanai Hein Asuyin, that there is a presumption that when you build a Beis HaKnesses in Bovel, that is built on a condition. It's built on a condition, and even though you don't make that condition, there's a presumption of a condition. Some learn, and Hashulchan quotes from the Liorabo also, that this is Dafke Bote Kenesia Shebebovel. It doesn't help us, the Bote Kenesia Shebechutz Loretz. It doesn't mean Chutz Loretz generally, it means Bebovel, literally Bovel. Be that as it may, the Olam doesn't seem to take on like that. They seem to take Botei Knesia Shebechutz Loretz Lav Dafka Bovel. It means Botei Knesia Shebechutz Loretz. There's a presumption of a Tanai. Again, Tosus is very machmir. This Tanai, what do we mean by a Tanai? That when you build a Beis HaKnesses, there's a presumption, a condition, that you can do certain things in the Beis HaKnesses because it's built with that condition. Says Tosfos, this Tanai only helps for certain matters with a Beis HaKnesses which is Choreb, which is no longer being used as a Beis HaKnesses. But a Beis HaKnesses, which is actually being actively used as a Beis HaKnesses, the Tanai doesn't work whatsoever. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like that. Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Tosus, very Machmir, in which case we cannot rely on this heter, Beis HaKnesses al Tanai Henos. It wouldn't help with the Botei Knesias in Eretz Yisrael anyway. It would only work in the Botei Knesias Chutz La'aretz. And in any event, it doesn't really help very much because it's only talking about the Beis HaKnesses, which is no longer in public use. We want to try to find a heter to eat in a Beis HaKnesses, which is in active use. Tosus gives a very interesting svara behind this. And Tosus says, "V'dafka le'osan shebabovel mahani atanai, shari le'es bo goyer b'mheirov yomenu, because when the Redeemer comes b'mheirov yomenu, tifka kedushoson, the kedusha of the Botei Knesias will be lifted, because we no longer need the Botei Knesias, we'll all be transported to Eretz Yisrael. Aval le'osan shebe'eretz Yisrael le'mahani tanai, and tanai wouldn't help with the Botei Knesias in Eretz Yisrael, because their kedusha would remain permanently. Shari kedushoson le'olam kayemes." That's the logic behind why we say that Tanai helps in the Botei Knesias Shebabovel, because the kedusha of the Botei Knesias of Bovel is only a temporary kedusha, because it's only as long as we're living in Golus. But when we go to Eretz Yisrael, the kedusha will be lifted, as it were, it will be redeemed, and then there will be no kedusha. So therefore, the Tanai works. Masha'enke in the Botei Knesias in Eretz Yisrael, the kedusha of the Botei Knesias in Eretz Yisrael, the Tanai doesn't help because the kedusha is permanent, and therefore they're not built al Tanai. And that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Tosfos quite clearly that a Tanai doesn't work in the Botei Knesias of Eretz Yisrael, and even in the Botei Knesias of Chutz La'aretz, it only helps for the Botei Knesias which are Chorev, which are no longer in use, but it doesn't help for the Botei Knesias which are in active use, and therefore there would be an inyan of Kalos Rosh of eating something which doesn't qualify or is not akin to the Suda of the Ibur Hashono. Wherever you have a Suda which has a chashash of Kalos Rosh, you have alcohol, then you would not be allowed to partake of such in the Beis HaKnesses. You've got the Hetzer, says Tosfos, the Minig is for a Bris Milo that you can have a kosher brocho, a kosher Abdullah, kosher Kiddush. That itself, but not the Suda itself. The Suda itself would be forbidden to partake together with the wine, would be forbidden in a Beis HaKnesses. That's the Mahalach of Tosfos, and it's the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. And that's very, very machmir. However, the Ran gives a different teretz to Tosfos' question. The Ran says, how is it possible that we can make Kiddush for the Orchim in the Beis HaKnesses? The Gemara says that they're not allowed to have, because of Kalos Rosh, ein Orchim vein Shosin be Beis HaKnesses. Says the Ran, ef should the Orchim mutorin shemitzis harabim be, to have guests is a mitzvah of the rabbim. Sha'ochlim shom mikupo shel tzedakah shel b'nei ha'ir. It's a communal meal, which is the surah rabbim. And therefore, since it's a mitzvah of the rabbim, says the Ran, that's why they're allowed to eat. And the Ran doesn't give the teretz of Tosfos, it's a cheder hasomuch lebeis haknesses. The Ran presumably is talking about in the Beis HaKnesses itself, where you have a seuda which qualifies the mitzvah the rabbim. How you define a mitzvah derabim? Clearly, the mitzvah of having orchim were supported by the kupo shel stocker from communal funds. That is considered a seudo which you can have in the Beis HaKnesses, and that is parallel. The makor of the Ran will be the parallel to the kiddush hachodesh or the ibur hashono, which was a communal function. The Elio Rabo takes it a little bit further, and he says a fascinating piece I found in the Elio Rabo, and he says. Says the Elio Rabo that in those places when they had election of the honorary officers, they used to have a little suda, the annual general meeting of the shul or something like that, that sounds like, and they would appoint the new officers of the Beis HaKnesses, they would have a little suda, and that would take place in the Beis HaKnesses. What's the source? The source is because that's a tzarech rabim, it's a communal suda. It's a suda for the tzarech Beis HaKnesses. the Shulchan Aruch brings another din. You're allowed to sleep in the Beis HaKnesses on Yom HaKippurim. And Leila Yom HaKippurim, there was a minig that people would stay overnight and they would sleep in the Beis HaKnesses. And it's mentioned that for the purposes of Shemiras Beis HaKnesses, that you could even sleep in the Beis HaKnesses. You can sleep in the Beis HaKnesses in order to guard the Beis HaKnesses. So it says it's a heta in the Shulchan Aruch. As Shulchan Aruch says, "Mutar lechol v'lishon b'soche, and b'tam zeh the tzurich Beis HaKnesses." If it's for the purpose of the Beis HaKnesses itself, presumably it means to guard the shul. "Mutar lechol v'lishon b'soche." You've got shomrim guarding the Beis HaKnesses, so you're allowed to eat and drink inside and sleep inside the shul. And b'tam zeh yishenim b'leil yom HaKippurim b'Beis HaKnesses. Ve'afilu letzurich mitzvah acheret kegon shenikbotzim la'aber hashono. So Shulchan Aruch itself says there is a heter when it's kashenik botzim la'aver hashonah. Shulchan Aruch, even though Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosus, there is no tanai. It works even if you don't have the tanai, which according to the Shulchan Aruch doesn't help with it. Tanai doesn't help in for the Beis HaKnesses whilst the Beis HaKnesses is still functioning. Nonetheless, without the tanai, if it's litzorech Beis HaKnesses or mitzvah derabim, there is another heter. Now the Taz comes along and says, first of all, Shulchan Aruch says, "Botek neisios or botek midrashim ein oegim ben kalas rosh." And then he says, "Ein oklin v'shosin b'hem." And then the Shulchan Aruch adds, it's based on the Rambam says this, "V'talmidei chachomim v'talmideihem mutorim lechol v'lishtos b'hem midoichik." That the Talmidei Chachomim, since it would involve Bittul Torah, they had to go running backwards and forwards, they were allowed to eat lechol v'lishtos b'hem midoichik. It's mashma even in the Beis HaKnesses, never mind the Beis HaMedrash, which is certainly so. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz says, "Nirali the orchim shori lechol shom." The guests would be permitted, visitors would be permitted to eat in the Beis HaKnesses. The orchim ochim bebekanishta, mahavale kiddush v'mokum suda. And this comes along the Elior Rabbah. He doesn't understand the Taz. The Taz writes, "The orchim b'torim lechol shom." The Tamihani says, "Elior Rabbah, the course of Tosus b'megila, the whole case of the orchim was not to eat in the Beis HaKnesses. Also, Mari Becheda Asmuch in the Beis HaKnesses." So, what's the Taz talking about? Abu Beis HaKnesses Gufe Osim. And then that which the Taz is Moisif, he says the source is Beis Yosef B'Shem Ramban. Again, that's not a proof because the Ramban was talking about the Beis HaKnesses Shebubovel Nasa Al Sinai. Now, which takes us on to the Aruch HaShulchan also doesn't like the Taz and fracked up the Taz. The Maaseh, the Bi'alocha paskins like the Taz. The Mishnah Berurah is very meikel. Here's one a case where the Aruch HaShulchan is very machmir, and the Bi'alocha and the Mishnah Berurah is very very meikel. The summarize the Bi'alocha brings this the truth that Tosus is machmir. Tosus says that he doesn't agree with the. That the Tanai doesn't help, because the Tanai only helps Bechur Bonom. But the Poskim bring from the Ramban, the Ran, and the Rashbo, and others, that not like Tosus, that the Tanai actually helps even B'Yishuvon, even when a Beis HaKnesses is B'Yishuvon. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring such a Shita. So we're passing like a Shita, which is not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, but nonetheless, it's based on very, very good sources, because, as I say, it's the Ramban, the Ran and the Rashbo, that the Tanai helps, not like Tosus, the Tanai helps even Beis HaKnesses, even B'Yishuvon, even when there is B'Yishuv, although one has to qualify it, the Ramban, the Ran and the Rashbo say it only helps B'Doichik. How you define B'Doichik? Well, that recourses a very grey area, but I'll call upon him, you get a slight het of midochik, then it becomes mechat chila. That's the usual way that the pi adoris, that seems to how it works here. But I'll call upon him, there is a het, because the Ramban, the Ran and the Rashbo say that, disagree with Tosus, and say that the Tanai helps even B'Yishuvon. And based on that, says the Bi'alocha, Yeshal Milisma, says the Mishnah Berurah, Yeshal Milisma, if you can rely on the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ran, that the Tanai works even B'Yishuvon. And what is more, he says, even the Rosh who learns like Tosus that the Tanai only works b'yishuvon and not b'churbonon, then he says, what about an Eretz Yisrael? It's not going to help you in Eretz Yisrael, because an Eretz Yisrael, like Mora says, b'otekneisiyas shebebovel b'tanai heinasuyas. What about an Eretz Yisrael? And the minig is, and most particularly see us in Eretz Yisrael, as here they have siyumim, they have shalashudis, etc., in the Beis HaKnesses. And whatever heti you've got may help in Chutz La'aretz, because, right, it's against the Shulchan Aruch, but at least you've got the other shittas to be samech on, that they've got to can see us in Bovel, al tanai hein asiyas, but it doesn't help you for Eretz Yisrael. Comes around in the Mishnah Berurah with a big chiddush. Say it's not in the other poskim. Says the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'anocha that even the Rosh who agrees with Tosus and says that Tanai only helps bechurbonon, if you that is bestoma, that however if you make a beferish a Tanai, it doesn't say anywhere that the you cannot make a Tanai. It only says. But there is a presumption that there is a Tanai. In Eretz Yisrael, there is no such presumption, says the Rishonim. Alright, Tosis is beferish, the Tanai doesn't work even if it's beferish. And never mind for Botek Nesias Sheba Eretz Yisrael, even Botek Nesias Sheba Bovel, the Tanai doesn't work even if it's beferish, because Tosis says the Tanai only works bechurbonon, not be yeshuvon. That is the Shittas Tosis. It says Mishnah Berurah in Bi'alocha that even the Rosh who goes along with Tosus and says that Tanai only works b'churbonon and not b'yeshuvon, that's bistomo. If you have b'feirush, then the Tanai would work b'yeshuvon, not only in Bovel but even in Eretz Yisrael. A big chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah to go against what is b'feirush and Tosus. He says it's not like Tosus, and he says. On that, you can based on that the Yeshal Milismoich that even in Eretz Yisrael that you can say you can make a Tanai in the Botei Knesset. Now the next question is: but how many Botei Knesset make the Tanai? The Tanai doesn't help; it only helps B'shas Binyana, doesn't help later. I have no idea when this Beis HaKnesses was built whether they made a Tanai or not, or do they? In Bovel, if you say that Chutz La'aretz qualifies, all of Chutz La'aretz qualifies for Bovel, which again is a machlokas, so you're relying on one kula based on another kula. Number one, we say that the Botek Nesias Sheba Bovel doesn't only mean Bovel, it means Chutz La'aretz. Number two, we're saying even if you don't make a Tanai beferish, but not unless you assume that Tanai works, and it not only assume it works bechurbonon, it assumes it works b'yeshuvon. In Eretz Yisrael, you've got to rely on the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah says that in Eretz Yisrael, that even in, you can even if you make a Tanai beferish, it does work. If you didn't make a Tanai. On that, one has to be moisif. It's not in the Mishnah Berurah, but one has to be moisif. Kivin shen noagu kain, if when people are noag like that, then presumably it's ki'ilu, it's a presumption that it's, had they realized they were supposed to make a Tanai, they would have made a Tanai. And since they noagu kain, it's ki'ilu, they made a Tanai. Which is again, which is going further than the Mishnah Berurah, I have to say, because the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. But there is such a svara. Where people are noyig like that, there is a presumption of a Tanai. Now, a presumption of a Tanai is not good enough, says the Mishnah Berurah. You've got to actually make the Tanai in Eretz Yisrael. In Bovel, you can make Bistoma, you've got a presumption. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't have a presumption. But you have to add, if you're noyig like that, that's as good as a Beferish a Tanai. In which case, the Poskim, make of the Poskim, even the Poskim in Eretz Yisrael, the Igros Moshe, Moshe relies on the Mishnah Berurah, and the Eretz Yisrael, you've got Rav Avadia Paskins, that you can have a sort of shlishis in the Beis HaKnesses, you should say Divrei Torah in order to make it a Tzorech Rabim. So if you have, even though the Surah Shabbos The Chari, you would have thought Suda Shabbos is a Suda Mitzvah, but that doesn't help you. If it's a Suda Shabbos which you have potential for Kalas Rosh, you're drinking, that doesn't help you at all, according to this Smag, and certainly not according to Tosis, and it doesn't work with the Shulchan Aruch. So we're going against the Shulchan Aruch, but nonetheless, Kach Noegin Noagu Oilam Kava, that is the Minigah Oilam, that we have, we do partake of Suudas. In the Beis HaKnesses, it should be a Suda's mitzvah, and as far as possible should be no Kalas Rosh. But you should know there are many poskim who are machmer. There are Kashulchan is machmer, Shmus Yaakov is machmer, and it's not such an easy resolution. But Kedai HaMishnah Berurah Bi'Halacha Lismech Alav, and perhaps the extension of what we have said in the Mishnah Berurah to be Somer. And with that, we should be zeicher that the potik the siyah shibabovel should be transferred to Eretz Yisrael, and the kedusha should be redeemed, and we should all be zeicher to have to have suudas, the suudas shel Yosom, the suudas of siyumim, the suudas of many suudas in the potik the siyah shibah Eretz Yisrael.